मैं नरेंद्र दामोदर दास मोदी
In front of a large gathering at New Delhi's presidential palace, 63-year-old Narendra Modi takes the oath of office as India's 15th Prime Minister. Politicians, Hindu priests, industrialists, and leaders from several neighboring nations were in the audience that's believed to be the largest at an inaugural ceremony of a Prime Minister in India's history. Not far away, thousands of people cheer in celebration outside the Bharatiya Janata Party's headquarters, beating drums, dancing and hugging each other. 28-year-old Mohit Kumar is among the crowd.
Modi is now a household name in the entire country. It's after a long time that good days are upon us. Modi government will end unemployment and terrorism and India will make real progress under his rule.
In his inaugural address, Modi promised a glorious future for India, with equal opportunity for all to grow and prosper. Emphasizing economic development, he tried hard to shed his hardcore Hindu nationalist image. But many minorities, especially from the Muslim community, remain largely unconvinced. Kalbe Jawad is a Muslim religious leader.
Whatever happened in Gujarat, the way Muslims were massacred and uprooted is still fresh in our memory, and there is a deep-rooted fear in the community that he might repeat the same elsewhere.
In 2002, Prime Minister Modi was Chief Minister of India's western state of Gujarat when communal riots broke out. Many accused Modi of facilitating the violence, in which nearly 2,000 people died, most of them Muslims. But he denies the charge and refuses to take any responsibility or even offer an apology, what many say is the least he could have done as the then chief minister. Nobel laureate Amartya Sen is among the dozens of intellectuals, academics and artists who have publicly expressed their concerns about India's future with Modi as the Prime Minister.
The liberals are worried and they have good reason to be worried. I have a reason to be worried that about what happens to the minority, not only what happens to them, but the security. You see so much of it, but the issue is not just whether he killed people or not, or whether he participated in that or not, but it is also whether he generates fear in the mind of people.
In 2005, the United States under then-President George W. Bush denied Modi a U.S. visa due to his alleged role in the riots. But soon after he won the elections earlier this month, President Obama invited him to the United States. Modi's pro-business stance also raises concerns for many. His campaign was hugely funded by big business, and a possible corporate political nexus under his regime could adversely affect social security programs. Prime Minister Modi, however, surprised many with his invitation to his Pakistani counterpart, Nawaz Sharif, to the inauguration. The two leaders also had a one-to-one meeting, raising fresh hopes for a renewed peace process between the two nuclear-armed arch rivals. The gesture is seen by many as a signal of a fresh and positive approach in Modi's vision for foreign policy. Bismillah Gilani, Free Speech Radio News, New Delhi.